I'm Paul Bertarelli, reporting for Aviation Consumer. Welcome to our continuing series on aviation products and services. For this podcast, we're speaking to Alan Schrader, president of Lightspeed Aviation. Thanks for being with us, Alan.
Glad to be here.
As you know, we've been testing the new Zulu headset from Lightspeed, and I'd like to go over some of the technical details with you. This design represents a substantial departure for Lightspeed, both in terms of price point and technology. Can you give us a summary of what the Zulu is all about?
Well, yeah, we were seeking to do a number of things to change the pilot experience in the ways we delivered that in the headset. One of the obvious ones, which you're well familiar with over the many years, is changing from a mechanical design that was, coming up on 11 years old. We've evolved three products off of that. But there were limitations to that that were going to keep us from delivering greater comfort, lower side pressure, lower weight. And so we needed to change that whole platform, and that took a couple years to do. The obvious benefits: got about a 30% reduction in weight, about a 40% reduction in side pressure, got a more durable, slimline design. It's almost all metal now instead of the old designs, which were principally all plastic. It's just a far more robust platform from a mechanical standpoint. Electronically, it then allowed us to do some things differently in the ways that ears fit into the cup, and through that, the ways that we could provide passive attenuation and active attenuation. And it sounds like you experienced some of that just in your comparisons, but ear now fits inside the cup instead of inside an ear seal, which provided some nice passive attenuation gains, as did the use of lightweight magnesium as a way to provide a better acoustic passive shield for the ears. Then electronically, we pursued a technique we had stumbled upon years ago, which really had to do with giving away a little bit of attenuation at 100 hertz to gain a much more perceptible quietness that came from better attenuation in the 300 to 800 hertz range. And the effect was, I think, pretty stunning from a quieting standpoint.
Auxiliary devices were obviously an important part of this headset. Have you seen a demand for that, or are you hoping to create a demand by a new feature?
I think you're aware that when we first came out with the 3G series, now 5 years ago, we were the first people to have the ability to plug a music and cell phone device into the headset itself. And frankly, a lot of people got excited about that. So there were some obvious uses for the cell phone side from the standpoint of clearances and weather updates that were really, really helpful in remote airports, and just the versatility or flexibility of having that as a communication channel, particularly in emergencies. And then from a music standpoint, people like to listen to music, particularly the non-pilot and passengers, and so that really was quite a nice step in enhancing the experience for people flying in the plane. And obviously, the step up in the Zulu series is adding the full stereo Bluetooth capability to that. So instead of having to wire in your device, you can connect up wirelessly.
And tell us a little bit about the ANR circuitry. It's obviously improved in this model.
It is. I think I alluded to that in the earlier question, which is that all the earlier models that we made, and frankly, I think everybody made, focused on getting maximum attenuation at around 100 hertz, which is typically where the peak decibel levels are in most of the GA plane environments. Anybody operating in the 25 to 2700 RPM range, that's the loudest part of the noise spectrum. But we had found that for overall quieting, you appreciated reductions that were out in the 300, 400, 500 hertz range. Your perceived loudness of those kind of sounds was more than we had first anticipated. And so we set out to design it to have quite a bit better attenuation actively in that frequency range, which is pretty difficult to do. And we were willing to trade away some of the low frequency attenuation to do it. As it turned out, we pretty much maintained the best low frequency attenuation at 100 hertz and picked up quite a bit of noise attenuation in that 300 to 600 hertz range, and it made quite a difference in the perceived quietness.
One thing we've noticed about the headset during our tests, and that almost 100 hours of flying, is the clamping pressure is a little higher than the Bose. Is that necessary to achieve the ANR performance?
Oh, yes and no. I think you need, obviously, adequate clamping pressure to make sure you get both the full passive benefits and also to protect at higher frequencies or in more turbulent environments the active benefits. Now, the problem, of course, as you know, is that everybody's head configurations are somewhat different, and so to make it fit perfectly for the 50 percentile head, maybe, you would tend to get potentially too loose a fit on the 20th percentile head. and a little bit too stiff a fit on that 90th percentile head. I think we consciously made the decision to go with slightly higher clamping pressure because overall the quieting experience was, I think, easily, if not stunningly, better than the competition. One note I would make is that once you own your headset, it is a spring steel band, and there have been a couple people I know who have just deformed it slightly to be a little less high pressure.
For the music input, there's something called front row center. Can you explain that for us?
Sure. One of the things we wanted to do was to really go over the top from an audiophile music experience with this headset. It was an area where some of the competition, at least, felt like they claimed the high ground, and we wanted to make a clear differentiation that anyone could obviously see it. So front row center is a technique that's used to mix audio and to delay and reinsert phased audio that creates a much more concert-like setting. If you think of it, if you're listening to a concert, you close your eyes, you can hear sounds from all over the stage coming into really both your left and your right ear. You hear the sounds on the left side of the stage more pronounced in your left ear, but you still get some of those drum sounds in your right ear. You get them just a little bit delayed. Now, when you put a headset on, in a typical fashion, you only hear in the left channel what is piped into the left channel, and you only hear in the right channel what's piped into the right channel. There is no mixing of the sound between the left and the right channel. And front row center accomplishes that fairly complex audio technique. It takes a portion of the left channel signal, delays it, reduces its audio, and reinserts it into the right channel, and similarly the right to the left. And so it creates a very full staged sound for the music.
The headset is Bluetooth enabled, primarily for cell phone use. Would you envision an entirely wireless version of this so that we wouldn't have an audio cable to deal with?
I mean, anything's possible, Paul, and we've had lots of people over the years asking us about that. Let me first mention that while it's primarily for cell phone, you could use it's a full stereo Bluetooth interface, so you could interface a stereo music device in wirelessly. And the sound quality is exceptional in that. But those devices today are not that popular. More and more phones are moving towards that. So if you had a phone and you had music on your phone, you'd be able to link that in from a music standpoint wirelessly. Full Bluetooth headphone, no cable. There are some issues for the pilot in charge that they need to have a way to connect up by cable from a fail-safe standpoint. So that's one immediate limitation to that as a practical wireless-only device for the pilot in command. For all the rest of them, sure, it's possible. You need to put all the controls plus the batteries up into the headset, which obviously is going to increase weight, increase mass, make it somewhat more bulky. But can it be done? Of course it can be done. Is the market interested in that and the volumes required to implement it and get it approved? That may be an emerging set of requirements for people.
Okay, we'll take that as a yes, and we'll see. Alan, thanks very much for speaking with us, and we're off to the airport to record an audio demonstration.
Well, very good. Thanks for the call, Paul, and I hope your listeners enjoyed this, and certainly look forward to seeing you at the coming show.
Quite have the fidelity of actually wearing the headset. At the moment, the noise professional mic, but the stereo quality combined with the noise cancellation makes for terrific sound quality. The Zulu is equipped with auto muting, so when a radio transmission comes through the audio panel, it drops the music volume back. I've got the audio panel switched off for a moment, but let me bring it back up. I'm going to use AWOS today because there's not enough traffic around here in Venice because of the wind, so I can't really use the Unicom frequency. So I'll get the music started again and then bring in the AWOS, and you'll see how the auto mute works.
1,500. Venice Municipal.
Auto mute kicks in when an external transmission comes in. In this case, I use the AWOS. Now, if you have a passenger aboard, you would rather not be tortured by constant audio dropouts. There's another small switch on the control module to lock out the auto mute, and I just engaged that a couple of times. Now the music will play without interruption, which I think is a must-have feature for this headset for passengers. Last, the Bluetooth cell phone interface. Personally, I'm not a huge fan of Bluetooth earpieces because, if you ask me, they're just another thing to lose, and frankly, they can be a pain in the butt to pair up and keep working. So, with minimal reference to the instructions, we tried to set up the Zulu's Bluetooth features. Surprised, it worked without a hitch. So now I'm still in the airplane with the engine running, and the Zulu is happy talking with my Motorola Q smartphone, so let's just dial a call here.
Good afternoon.
Is this Jeb Burnside, editor of Aviation Safety Magazine?
It is.
We're testing the Bluetooth function of the Zulu headset. How does it sound?
Sounds good, yet you're clearly not on a straight cell phone. I can certainly hear you. The inflections, the nuances, are coming through loud and clear.
Okay, Jeb, you passed the test. Thanks a lot.
Okay, my pleasure. You have a great day.
Okay, that's the full Zulu feature set in action. For an in-depth evaluation of this product, see www.aviationconsumer.com. Yes, I am trying to sell you a magazine subscription. Trust me, you'll love it. And somehow I got to pay for all this expensive digital recording equipment I'm using to make this podcast. I'm Paul Bertarelli, reporting for Aviation.